Nothing beats entering a new week with the assurance that the Word of God shall be made manifest in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a belief that the blessings of God will reign in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a copy of I Prophesy. I Prophesy is a weekly devotional written by Major Daughter, one of the best-selling authors of Christian publications. This weekly devotional contains spirit-filled prophecies for each week in a year. With I Prophesy, you are assured of having a stronger and better relationship with God, ensuring a better and more fulfilling life. Grab a copy now and watch how the Lord God will begin to do marvelous things in your life as you step into another week of blessings.
Shalom, shalom. Peace be with you to all our global viewers. This is I Prophesy, your weekly devotional. And in this month of November, we'll be looking at stock taking and thanksgiving, counting your blessings one by one, and giving thanks to the Lord. I am Lebogang Longolo, and today with me is Pastor Isaac.
Yes, good morning, good morning. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Welcome to I Prophesy, designing your week through the Word of God. Yes, thank you so much. Wherever you're joining us from, share and like our stream. Thank you so much. Yes, we are talking Thanksgiving. The year 2021 is about to round up. Yes, and we remember everything that the Lord has done in our lives, not only in our lives, in our families, in the lives of our children, our colleagues, our loved ones, everybody. It's that moment where we remember everything that the Lord has done for us. Now, Major Daughter continues to talk to us. She's talking, expressing your gratitude. And our foundational scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews. The chapter is 13 and the verse is 15. And I'll read. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Yes, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Yes, the word of God admonishes us, encourages us to offer thanksgiving unto the Lord continually, not just certain seasons in our lives, but to continually offer thanksgiving. Now, let us hear more what the Lord reveals to us through his chosen servant, Major Daughter. As she says, there is a very interesting story about the importance of thanksgiving. 10 lepers were in a village where Jesus was ministering. They stood from afar and lifted up their voices, asking the Lord to have mercy on them and heal them. Jesus told them to show themselves to the priest. On their way, they noticed they were cleansed. Praise the Lord. Now, she references on their way, when they obeyed what Jesus had instructed them, they began to experience a miracle on their way, not even having arrived where he had sent them to go. Said on their way, they realized that they were cleansed. 9 of them, remember there were 10. She says, 9 of them went on their way, but the 10th, seeing that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Says, there were 10, but out of the 10, only one returned and with a loud voice, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
With a loud voice, he gave thanks unto the Lord. Let us hear more what the woman of God reveals to us. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. Jesus noticed this remarkable gesture and said, were they not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found dead returned to give glory to God. Save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. Yes. Many times people forget to return and give thanks. Yes, many times people never return to give thanks unto the Lord. Never return to give God the glory. What is it that the Lord has done for you this year? Have you not seen the hand of God upon your life, upon your career, upon your family, upon your children? Have you returned to give thanks? It is now that moment, that season, that time, where you are reminded by the Spirit of God to return to give thanks to the Lord, to return and glorify the Lord. Remember what has been revealed to us, that out of the 10, only one returned to give thanks. But there is something remarkable that has happened. When he returned to give thanks, the word of God says he was made whole. He became whole when he returned to give thanks. Meaning another miracle took place, which completed the healing that the 9 had received, which the 9 had not received because they did not return to give thanks. Remember, you returned not only in silence, you returned with a loud voice. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
I can perceive how he returned with a loud voice, saying, hallelujah, the Lord has been good to me this year. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Oh, man of God, indeed, we must give thanks to the Lord. Now, we look at what the woman of God continues to share with us, and you briefly touched on it. Now, Jesus commended the one who came back to give thanks to God. Interestingly, his thanksgiving brought a bigger miracle into his life. So expressing gratitude, giving thanks to the Lord, opens doors for more. He was made whole when he returned and gave thanks to the Lord. This means that everything he had lost as a result of leprosy was completely restored. Has the Lord been good to you this year? Man of God, I know that the Lord has been good to me this year because I'm standing here by his grace in a year, a pandemic year. I'm here by his grace when many have lost their lives. Many received job opportunities in this year of pandemic when businesses were closing down. Others were elevated in their jobs, man of God. Now, to our global viewers, can you answer these questions? Has the Lord been good to you this year? Has the Lord done great things in your life this year? How often have you expressed your gratitude towards him? You must thank him always and have an attitude of gratitude.
Oh, yes, yes. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the gift of life. Yes, we continue to express our gratitude. We are learning about the importance of expressing your gratitude and being opened to more miracles in your life. Yes, he has done so much for me.
Amen.
I cannot tell it all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you so much. We continue to understand and to hear more about expressing your gratitude. Continue to share and like our stream. Yes, the woman of God says, celebrate his goodness and many blessings upon your life throughout the year. Appreciate and worship him from the depths of your heart for his great love, his kindness, his mercy, and grace you have experienced this year. Celebrate him for his goodness and wonderful works in your life. Give him the sacrifice of true worship. Let him know how grateful you are for leading and guiding you through the year in safety, in health, in victory, in success, and prosperity. When this becomes your lifestyle, more angels will be released to work on your behalf. God's grace upon your life will be increased, and his glory be revealed in all you do. Yes. Never stop thanking God. Every day, every time you wake up, every day when you wake up, give thanks unto the Lord. For it is not by might, it's not by power, it is not that you deserve it, it is not by the works of your hands that you are watching us, that you have seen this day. No, it's the grace of God, it's the mercy of God, it's the kindness of God, it's the love of God that surpasses all human understanding. Yes, live a thanksgiving life. Live a lifestyle of praising. Let the Lord enjoy the fruits of your lips as you express gratitude unto the Lord.
Amen.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Nothing beats entering a new week with the assurance that the Word of God shall be made manifest in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a belief that the blessings of God will reign in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a copy of I Prophesy. I Prophesy is a weekly devotional written by Major Daughter, one of the best-selling authors of Christian publications. This weekly devotional contains spirit-filled prophecies for each week in a year. With I Prophesy, you are assured of having a stronger and better relationship with God, ensuring a better and more fulfilling life. Grab a copy now and watch how the Lord God will begin to do marvelous things in your life as you step into another week of blessings.
Let the fruit of our lips continue to give thanks to the Lord as we take this prophetic prayer. Now I will lead you and you will follow after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I worship you today.
I worship you today.
From the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom of my heart.
For your love.
For your love.
Kindness.
Your kindness.
Grace.
Your grace.
And tender mercies.
And tender mercies.
Your glorious.
Your glorious.
And worthy to be praised.
And worthy to be praised.
May your name.
May your name.
Be glorified forever.
Be glorified forever.
In my life.
In my life.
And in all the earth.
And in all the earth.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now, global viewers, if you would like to go deeper on what we have shared today on expressing gratitude, you can visit Psalm 68, verse 3 to 4, and Philippians 3, verse 3.
Now, viewers all over the world, now that the word has come to you and you have heard the mind of God on what He expects us to do in order to recognize His grace, His presence, His power, His miracles in our lives is to offer thanksgiving unto Him. As this month of November, as we take stock, as we remember what the Lord has done in our life this year, we offer thanksgiving. Now, I would like to encourage all of you to bring a special thanksgiving offering unto the Lord. As you hear this message, as you receive this word, prepare a special offering unto the Lord, the one that is acceptable to the Lord, to thank the Lord for what He has done in your life. I might not know. I know what the Lord has done in my life. And I pray and I declare that as you offer that sacrifice, that thanksgiving sacrifice this year, may the Lord receive it and may the Lord open His heavens unto your life. May the Lord do something new in your life as you offer that thanksgiving offering. May the Lord deliver you from the hands of the enemy. May the Lord apportion to you His greatest miracles ever experienced this year. May you experience an opening of heavens unto your life this year. As you give that thanksgiving offering, as you remember, as you thank Him, not just in silence, but with a loud voice, as you praise Him, as you clap your hands, as you shout, as you praise Him, as you just give a joyful noise unto the Lord. May the Lord do something new in these remaining days of the year. Father, I pray that these ones will experience that miracle, that last-minute miracle that many will experience this year in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Remember, prepare the thanksgiving offering and offer the thanksgiving offering. It does not matter where you are. It does not matter the measure you have experienced. Prepare the thanksgiving offering unto the Lord and offer it unto the Lord. You shall be like the one who returned and gave thanks to the Lord. You will experience more miracles unending in your life. You shall be known by a man of many miracles. Thank you so much and God bless you. From us, it is Shalom, Shalom. Shalom.